Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and the phone lines are open right now at 1-800-677-9377. That's 1-800-677-9377. This is day three of our Revelation focus. This is your invitation to call or keep listening. Learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. If you have a personal issue you'd like to talk about, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Calling or listening, the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's basic gospel. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. And, of course, we are excited about our live series on the Revelation. Today is day three, and so here to get us rolling is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As we talked about yesterday, the book of Revelation really is the culmination of the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. There's certainly nothing for us to be afraid of as we plow through this. This is good stuff. This is stuff that is to encourage us, to give us hope, to show us the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. And as we move into chapter 2, we're going to see this gospel message carried out or taught in the messages to the churches. There were seven churches that John was to send this letter to. They all existed. They all were located in what we know of as Turkey today. They all lie in ruins. Those cities lie in ruins today. These churches don't exist now, but they did. But when you kind of cobble all of them together, you come out with one single message to the church. It starts with the message to Ephesus. It was a wonderful church, a wonderful group of people. They embraced the good news. Paul spent many years with the people at Ephesus, and he had some very close and dear and personal friends. And you see a very poignant moment in his life when he meets with the elders at the church of Ephesus and says he's going to Jerusalem and he thinks his end is close. And there's weeping and crying and hugging and loving on each other, knowing to never see each other again. So we know a lot about the church at Ephesus. And one thing that we see in this message that Jesus gives to this particular church is that it was very strong against heretical teaching and against evil that was in the world. It had a lot of righteous indignation. And so it's established itself as that arm of God that would stomp out sin in the world.
Right.
And they got so focused on that they forgot about the gospel, what the purpose of the gospel really was. Jesus died to take away our sins, to bring us back to God. He was raised so that we could have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ the Son, so that we could experience eternal life. And John defined that, or actually Jesus defined what that eternal life is for us, to know God and to know the one whom he sent. That's eternal life. It's all about relationship. And they got so focused on the evils of the world that they forgot about Jesus, the one who walked among the seven golden lampstands. And that was his revelation of himself to this particular church. Yeah. Hey, focus on me. I'm the one that saved you. I'm the one that rescued you. I'm the one that has raised you up to walk in the newness of life. I'm the one that is connected with you so that we can have this relationship together. Don't lose sight of that gospel message. And I think that's an important message for the church today. We see many in America and really around the world who are rising up to fight the evils of the world, to try to overturn laws here in America, which they should be doing.
Yeah.
You know, those are good things. But the message is don't lose sight of the real thing, and that's Jesus Christ himself. He is the one who walks among the churches, and we have the opportunity to know him, just as he did in the Garden of Eden. That was, I think, some of the most wonderful words in Scripture, that Adam and Eve walked in the garden with God.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to do today as a church, as a member of the body of Christ. We get to walk every day with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yeah. So don't forget the gospel.
Absolutely.
Don't walk away from your first love.
This is Basic Gospel, of course, day three of our study on Revelation. Hope you're joining us. If you have not signed up for the email that comes out every morning, the synopsis preview of each day's study, why, we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net and click that link right up there on the homepage that says subscribe, and that'll take you to the online registration form, and we hope you'll take advantage of that opportunity. It's a wonderful study, and hope you're taking part and enjoying it, being edified by it. We'd love for you to be a part of it right now at 1-800-677-9377. The lines are open right now. Plenty of space and plenty of time on the clock. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Livermore, California, and talk to William listening to us on KDIA. Hi, William.
Hi, Bob. I'd like to know how you can truly know that someone is saved.
Well, I don't think we really can. I think that's between that person and God. We can, you know, listen to what they say. If they say they're saved, I think we assume that that's true. But we never lose sight of this gospel message in the conversation with people. And so if somebody says they're saved and yet they're not saved, this gospel message will reveal that to them. We've seen time and time again through this ministry, folks have called the broadcast, folks have written in, folks have come to conferences, and they've stated up front that they're believers, that they are Christians. And then when they've heard the full gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, they come back and say, you know, I've never truly believed. I said a prayer, I went through the motions, but I've never responded to the true gospel, and today I want to receive Jesus Christ, not only for the forgiveness he provided, but as my very life. And they're saved. So we don't really know. We can't judge a person's heart. Belief is in the heart. And we don't have the eyes to see deep into somebody's heart. So we don't know for sure.
Well, then, how as believers can we avoid being yoked with unbelievers if we're not equipped with the ability to discern who's an unbeliever?
Well, William, that's, you know, it's a good question, but, you know, in partnerships, you know, in relationships, you don't just ask somebody, you know, are you a believer? And they say yes, and you think, oh, everything's A-okay. You know, we used to kid around as single guys, you know, way back in the day. You know, if somebody's really pretty, if they have a dollar that says "In God We Trust," then that's okay. You're going to be equally yoked. But that's not the way it works. I think you dig a little deeper. You ask questions. What do you mean by salvation? What does that mean to you? And then you build a relationship on the love of God and this gospel message. And you will find out, like, as far as relationships, dating relationships are concerned, you know, where a person really stands. When things get tough, you'll see some things. So I think you don't just take somebody's initial word necessarily. Hey, I'm a believer. Well, let's go a little deeper and find out exactly what that means to you, and let me tell you what that means to me. And see if we're on the same page.
So would that follow along with the verse that says that the man without the Spirit cannot understand the things that come from God?
That's correct.
So then I guess that there may be a way to recognize that somebody is not a believer, right? I mean, even though we don't really know their heart, if they demonstrate they cannot understand the truth of the Word of God, then chances are that they may not be a believer.
Yeah, that could very well be the case. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, William. Hey, thanks for your call. Good insights there.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of open lines. Time on the clock at Basic Gospel, 1-800-677-9377. Bob Christopher here. My name is Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. In this second chapter of the book of Revelation, we see a message to four different churches. We've talked about the message to Ephesus. There's Smyrna, Pergamon, and Thyatira. And in all of this, we see this gospel message unfolding. to the church at Smyrna. This was a church that was suffering mightily with more to come. And much of the persecution that they experienced were from Jews who stood in opposition to Christianity. There was a time when any Jewish person who named the name of Christ, they were kicked out of the synagogues. Mm-hmm. They were excluded from life in Judaism. I mean, they were really ostracized, and so they were experiencing that sort of persecution. But in this message to Smyrna, he's saying, hey, the real enemy is Satan himself. He's the one that is, set to destroy the people of God, or trying with all of his power to destroy the people of God. But he's saying, hey, you have hope in me. And that's why he reveals himself as the first and the last, who was dead but is now alive. You can cling to him, rely upon him. And as you do, there's this crown of life waiting. Well, what is the crown of life? It's those who have overcome the world through faith in Jesus Christ and have received new life in him. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, live out that new life. You can do so through faith in Jesus Christ. So again, we see more of this gospel message coming to the surface in these messages to the churches.
Absolutely. Well, plenty of open lines, 1-800-677-9377. We want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, day three of the Revelation study. And friends, to aid you in your study of Revelation and to support Basic Gospel at the same time, for a gift of any amount, we'll send you the booklet called Our Guaranteed Future. It's by Richard Piper. You know, but there's something special going on as well. For your generous gift of $50 or more, we're going to send you both the booklet and the 8 CD series, that terminology kind of gets me spinning every time. Anyway, 8 CD series called Revelation, It's No Mystery by Richard Piper as well. Just visit BasicGospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828. That's BasicGospel.net or 1-800-727-2828 to make your donation and support Basic Gospel at the same time. Again, 1-800-677-9377, and we got time on the clock, plenty of open lines, and we want you to be a part of it right now. So, Bob Christopher, right over to you. I think we have a call coming in.
Well, thanks. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Great. I have a question. I've been married for quite some time now, about 14 years, and me and my wife were both non-believers when we got married. Since having children and everything, God has kept his hand on me and drawn me to him. And I got saved and began just living it out. And then a couple months later, my wife got saved. And it's been tough because I don't see the same type of fruit. You know, you're talking about how do you recognize if somebody's saved. And I know when God got a hold of me and it was so easy for me to believe everything in the Word and just start moving forward with God. And she still has some problems, and so sometimes I see things where I'm like, you know, is this real fruit here? Is she moving forward, or has she just made a confession and there's no heart change? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Chris, I do know what you're saying there. I said sometimes, we become fruit inspectors, and I don't know that that's what God has called us to. And as far as you being the husband, it's simply to love her as Christ loves the church with no strings attached. And I think that's important. And I think as you do that, maybe you'll have some times where you can really have some real discussion. You know, when you say you believe, what does that mean?
Right.
You know, what do you have a hunger to get into the Word of God, to read the Word of God? Is it confusing to you? Are you scared of what the Bible might reveal, or, you know, just have a conversation. And I think, to set the stage, it's not looking at her in judgment. It's loving her as Christ loved the church. I think that's going to give some freedom, to really talk and to talk openly.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time and, you know, he does give us those times. You know, and we do get to have some pretty candid conversations, and I try and just live it out and lead by example.
Yeah, well, that's that's awesome, Chris. I have a CD that I did, looked at Ephesians chapter 5 and really focused on what it means for husbands to love their wives as Christ loves the church, and would love to send that to you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, let me put you on hold, and we'll send it your way, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call, Chris. Good question today.
Well, just a quick reminder to our listeners that, you know, we talk about certain products and resources on the air every day, but we have a complete store that's available to you, and we'd love for you to go and check it out because there are many materials that are available, resources that can aid you in your spiritual growth and maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just go to store.basicgospel.net. Again, store.basicgospel.net. You'll see all of the materials and resources right there.
Yes, indeed. And there are many. They're all designed to help you in your spiritual journey. Yeah. With Christ Jesus. Some of these things are really game changers.
Yeah.
They really set the stage for what this Christian life is all about. So take advantage of these resources. And once you're finished with them, pass them on. That's a great way to spread the word,
right?
To tell others about God's love and grace. Well, let's go to Indianapolis and talk with Mark, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. Nice to hear from you.
That's good. I just want to know, I'm not saying it probably word for word, but there's a scripture or part in the Bible where it says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself, for sufficient of the day is the evil thereof. Could you kind of more explain that to me?
Well,
what the evil part means?
Well, there's going to be problems tomorrow, just like there's problems today. I mean, we live in a world that is filled with temptation. We live in a world whose foundation is sin and death, a philosophy that is anti-God. So tomorrow is going to bring enough trouble of its own, but we can entrust that to God. We have enough to deal with today, and I think that's what that scripture is talking about. Whenever, Mark, we start thinking about the future, when we start thinking about what tomorrow holds, we usually paint a pretty dark, bleak picture. And when we start painting a dark, bleak picture of our future, our emotions start to respond, and they're negative emotions. We start getting anxious. We start getting worried. We start getting all of those things. Well, to avoid that, those feelings of anxiety and those feelings of worry, we leave the future where it is, in the future. And just focus on what God is doing for us and how he is providing for us right now at this very moment.
God's grace is sufficient for today, but not what is coming tomorrow.
It will be tomorrow, but tomorrow's not here.
Exactly right.
Right, so just basically just make it through today, and when tomorrow gets here, then go on to with tomorrow.
Absolutely. That's what he's saying. And it's a wonderful thing. The passage that you're talking about, Mark, is in Matthew chapter 6. He says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So today, you have enough trouble. You don't need any more. You don't need to add to the trouble of today with what trouble may come to you tomorrow.
Don't borrow it.
That's right. That's right. And if you just, it's just like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So he's saying, hey, just deal with what's on your plate today. Trust the Lord with what's on your plate today.
And can I ask you one more just quick question?
Certainly.
It talks about men shouldn't have long hair. Why is that?
Well, in the context of 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 11, it's kind of a thing of honor to God. Women should have long hair and men not. That's kind of the what it's talking about there. But it's to show what Paul is trying to show there is, man is the glory of God, and God is the glory of man, and woman is the glory of man. There's this kind of hierarchy thing, and he's saying the short hair shows the connection that man has with God. It was a cultural thing back in that day. Certainly not a sin to have long hair, and it's certainly not a sin for women to have short hair. But what he's talking about is this respect and reverence for God, for Jesus Christ himself. In Corinth, what was happening, there was a temple up on the hill in Corinth. It was a temple dedicated to sexual sin. There were temple prostitutes, and they cut their hair very short. Some shaved it off. And they would go down in the city, and they would invite men to follow them up to the temple for sexual encounter. And many of these women were coming to Christ, and he was saying to them, put a covering over your head. Don't show yourself as what you used to be. Show yourself in terms of your new identity in Christ. You've been rescued from that old way of life, set free to walk in the newness of life. And show that on the outside what's happened on the inside. Because many guys in the city, if they saw somebody with that short hair, they would certainly, or a woman with the short hair, they would think of them as a temple prostitute, and all kinds of ideas would come to their head at that particular point. So he's saying, you've been rescued from that. Now honor God with this covering. So that's all that passage is talking about, Mark.
Okay. You guys got a great show. I try to listen to you all the time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for calling today.
Yes,
nice
okay.
to hear from you. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this this book, Our Guaranteed Future, okay?
Okay.
You hang on.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk more about that in just a moment.
Yes, indeed. Let's quickly go to Joe in Massachusetts, listening to us on WVNE. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Joe.
You know, I heard you were talking to a guy about how do you know if a man is a saint or not. And I just wanted to see whether you agree with me. You know, years ago when I was just a witness a lot, I was quite concerned about it. I wasted my time. So, like, you know, I would ask a person, you know, eventually when I'm talking to him, are you born again or something? You know, the guy looked at me kind of strange or whatever. And the Lord, he kind of impressed upon me over the years and many different times that, Joe, a person that is not saved will tell you exactly the condition he's in. In other words, he will not confess that he's saved if he's not saved. Because when he faces me, he's going to be asked the same kind of a question. Do you know Jesus? You know. So what do you think about on that idea that if you're talking to a person and if you're...
Well, here's the... Joe, we're almost out of time. Let me quickly answer this. 2 Corinthians 13, Paul has written two letters to the Corinthians, and he ends with this. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. And I think that's the answer. We don't know, and we can just encourage people to test themselves. Well, thanks for your call today, Joe. We appreciate it.
And thanks to everybody for joining us for Basic Gospel today. We close with a reminder that your support keeps Basic Gospel coming each day, and you can help keep the good news coming by your support. To thank you for supporting Basic Gospel with a gift of any amount, you're going to receive our booklet called Our Guaranteed Future. But something very special for you, friends. For your generous donation of $50 or more, you'll get not only the booklet, but you'll receive the 8-message CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery, as well. It's a great offer, a great way to help keep Basic Gospel on the air and at the same time get great clarity on the book of Revelation. The booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, for a gift of any amount. The booklet and the CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery, for a donation of $50 or more. To make the donation of your choice, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 or our website at basicgospel.net. While you're online at basicgospel.net, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list and receive the day-by-day preview, a synopsis of each day's look at Revelation. That's subscribe at basicgospel.net. Until tomorrow at the same time, for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and all the ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again, as I said, tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.